maybe.
I've got nothing in here, so I don't know who's doing tech for us. I don't know what they've got. Apparently Febzi isn't available, or the station don't really like Febzi anymore. Since Ola and myself said we have tried to get hold of Febzi, and Febzi will not answer our calls. So there's nothing in it. There's nothing in it. So I'm just going to make something up. It's the time of the year where we normally talk about what you're going to get for Christmas, and certainly part of the fortnight where we normally have this guy, kind of deep voice, kind of okay, Febzi Turkamp. He's editor of something called GadgetDetective.com. They host a podcast, or he does anyway, Gadget Detective Podcast, which I've never been asked to be on. And they discuss the latest tech news, hearing Febzi's top recommendations, and maybe even answering some of your questions. But he's not here today, is he?
Woof.
Oh, it's you. I thought you weren't here. Why don't you answer my messages? Ola sent you a message. I've sent you a message. And I'm bringing my personal business on the radio.
I'm sorry, I've gone off grid.
Have you really?
I'm persona non grata for tax reasons for another fortnight.
All right. No, I've got to stop. Thank you for... Okay. Cabbies, are you listening? 31st of January. You've got to get yourself a Swiss assessment in. You can actually get it in early. You don't have to, which is what my accountant says to me. Ed, you don't actually have to wait for the day.
It's just showing off doing that, isn't it?
Apparently, we did something. 35,000 people put their assessments in on Christmas Day, Febzi.
Yeah, which it says a lot about family life, I think. People prefer to do their tax returns.
I think they're on their own and they're on the computer anyway, so they thought they might as well do it. How are you, fella?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. And I will get back to you. I'm so sorry.
I've spent all my money. No, it's no point. That's about a month ago. There's no point in getting back to me. But I do know that you're not the guy I need when I'm in a crisis.
Oh, don't be like that.
Yeah, I'm afraid. You can win it back now. Talking about tax credits and all of that, Ola and I have been looking at it. We have spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds because of you.
I know, but I've seen none of it. I mean, you know.
Right. I think, can we do our traditional one this week and maybe see if we can, I don't know how busy you are, but see if we can squeeze a particular and special Christmas one in?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I definitely want to do that. I thought two, actually. One, Christmas gift ideas. Maybe we can, as you say, maybe do it next week so people have got a chance. And then, you know, a week or two after that, take a look at the very best of 2025 and some predictions for the coming year as well.
Look at you. Take a look back at some of the things I made you spend your money on in 2025. Thank you very much, Febzi. Right, where are we starting today, Philip?
Okay, so this one's a long-awaited gadget. It's a Fairphone, which is a smartphone known for being repairable, amongst other things. It's a new Generation 6, so it's a Fairphone 6. But it's the Marina version of that. Marina is M-U-R-E-N-A. So Fairphone are the manufacturer of the phone, and they make it repairable, and we'll talk about that. Marina take Android off it and replace it with something called EOS, which is a version of Android which does not phone home and give lots of information about you. I don't know if people realise, but Google, who make the Android operating system, give it free to manufacturers, for example, like Samsung or whoever else makes Android phones. But the deal is, we give you the operating system and all those lovely apps for free. You don't pick and choose. All of them have to stay on there, and they send lots of information back about your user. And to give you an idea of what they actually send back your precise location and your movements, even when you've got location services switched off. Information on every app you use and when you use it, your search history, your browsing history, your contact lists, your call logs, your SMS messages, the Wi-Fi networks you walk past, nearby Bluetooth devices, and information sent to third-party app developers that they have no business having. Android phones send back 20 times as much information as iPhones, and iPhones don't send back nil, right? It's about a megabyte every 2 hours, and considering, 12 hours, and considering that's text information, a megabyte's a lot of information, it's pages and pages and pages of information about you. So what EOS does, which is the version that comes on Marina phones, is it's Android.
Just put a pin in it for a second, because, you know, one of the things that I've enjoyed and people have fed back is that not only do we do the stuff that you've got, but we try to sometimes tie it to news stories.
Mm-hmm.
We did a story the other day, which actually people were much more interested in than I realised, which are these data centres. And these data centres take up so much space and energy, water and stuff, that mm-hmm. it's working as quite prohibitive in regards to the number of homes that are building and the AI and how you get information and whatever. Are these tied in terms of where would this stuff be going to, I suppose?
It goes to Google, and Google use it, well, ostensibly they use it for targeting their advertising. So when they sell adverts, they can target those adverts, so they'll sell a very specific set of users of advertising. So,
but that's how they use it. Where did they? When all this information? Where is it stored?
Yeah, they store it in data centers. I mean, it is huge, but bear in mind, most of it is text information, which isn't in itself huge. But still, if every user is sending 2 megabytes a day,
yeah,
that's a lot of information.
Well, somebody called me a sheep the other day because I've got an iPhone. And if I take, I'm quite often in dark, don't ask me my business, but I'm quite often in dark spaces trying to take pictures, which are always better on other devices than they are on the iPhone. And I always wonder why so many of us use it. This might be one of the reasons, right?
It is one of the reasons. It's because, look, it's not that Apple has clean hands, but they're not as dirty as some other people's hands, let's say. It's to do with the business model, okay? Apple makes money out of selling for, a good profit margin, hardware and software services. So they make a lot from, selling iPhones in particular. They also sell cloud services, as does Google. But Google makes most of its money from advertising revenue, and to make that money, it has to be able to target those adverts. So if an advertiser wants, men in the 45 to 47 years old who like to go camping, who maybe once visited Wales and,
Stop there.
And like chocolate cake, something like that. They can do that. And they can target groups that might only be a dozen people in the country if necessary, but they target them with such specificity that probably six of them will buy whatever their advertising customer is selling. So that's what it's all about. And that's so EOS puts an end to that. It's very clever because it is effectively what's called a forked version of Android. It's Android with the phone home bits taken out. And they do it very cleverly. So they have their own secure apps that you can use, or you can get the app still from the Google Play Store, but there's an intermediary bit of software that actually anonymizes you, so they don't know who you are. So it's very cleverly done, and that's the Marina bit. So if you just buy a normal Fairphone 6, you get the repairability bit, but you don't get the privacy bit. If you want the privacy bit, you go to Marina's website, and they are Murena. And just to give you an idea in terms of repairability, you can replace in this with just a screwdriver, a battery in less than 5 minutes, just a couple of screws on the back, the display in about 10 minutes, the USB-C charging and data port, the front and rear cameras, the speaker, the earpiece, the haptic motor, the thing that vibrates in your thing, the compass, the accelerometer, the proximity sensor, the light sensor, and the microphone are all replaceable with just a screwdriver. So that gives the lie to, because this is, doesn't look like some sort of Heath Robinson phone. It's a svelte, modern-looking smartphone. So it gives the lie to this idea that, oh, well, we have to glue them shut.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you say?
It's great.
Are you migrating?
I'm so heavily invested in the Apple ecosystem.
Indeed.
They sort of trap you in that way. But I have other devices that I use for secure things. So when I have to use WhatsApp, I use it, what's called sandboxed, on a separate device that doesn't attach to anything that you know, Google won't be able to connect to anything else that I do. But I use all devices just so that I know how they work. But my what they call daily driver is still an iPhone.
Okay. So that's one.
Four stars out of five. Not cheap. It's €649. It's about £560. But I think that's fair for what it. So it's a little bit more. Oh, by the way, it's worth mentioning, if you've got an Android phone and you're not in the market for another phone, you can get EOS free of charge. And if you've got some NAS or can pay someone to do it, you can install EOS on many Android phones as well if you want to go private. And I encourage people to look at that because it's quite a good project that they're running there.
Brilliant. Let's go.
Moving on. Agfa Photo. I love the name Agfa Photo. My grandfather was a professional photographer. He used to shoot Agfa film, amongst others. And so there's a lot of reminiscing goes on when I hear that name. It is actually a different company that now owns the brand. So the original Agfa is no more, but they've produced a camera called the Really Shot, Really with an I in the middle, Shot C130. And it's what's known as a bridge camera. So it's much more flexible than, say, a smartphone camera or even a small compact camera. But it sits between, say, a compact camera and a digital SLR. So in terms of, functionality, control, but also convenience. So it has the standout feature for this camera is the fact it's got a 10 times built-in zoom lens, optical zoom. It does a really good trick with that is that it keeps the lens bright. Normally with these big Wajin Great zooms with 10 times multipliers on them, they're so dark at the far end that you can't really use them. You have to put them on a tripod because the shutter time is too long. But with this, it keeps the lens bright even when you're zoomed all the way out to 10 times. So that's really the standout feature from this. It's got a Sony sensor in it, which is very good. It can shoot 4K video. It's got a standard battery, something called an NP180, so you can buy spare batteries and just pop them in when you need to. Something, obviously, that you can't do directly on a smartphone.
You're disposing of those batteries properly. I had a firefighter on earlier on, so they're all exploded.
These are rechargeable batteries, but sometimes what you want to do is put two or three in your bag, and so you don't have to stop shooting when the first battery dies. But it's just a really nice battery. So it looks a bit like a mirrorless camera, but it's not. It doesn't have replaceable lenses. But it's the first time I've ever seen a camera with that zoom range manage to have a wide-open lens at the zoom end. And the reason why that's important is what you mentioned, low-light performance. So if you're in an area that's, a little bit grimy in terms of the light, it will still perform. And you can also do that effect known as bokeh, where you can throw the background into
blur. Once I can operate really well in dark spaces.
Yeah. So £349, available on Amazon and elsewhere. 4 stars out of 5.
Thank you very much. I like that. That's what I phoned you about the other day. And this would have been a lot cheaper than I ended up paying. Sorry, did that come out?
You said the out loud bit out loud.
I think
you don't have a quiet bit.
No, there isn't.
How loud it
it's
is,
it's right? A problem with my what I think often comes out. It gets me into a lot of trouble. Right, what's the next
one, Eddie? I will make it up to you. Third one is an interesting device from a brand called Metz. Now, Metz is a brand.
You got a bit quiet there, Febs.
I noticed that. I don't know why that's happening.
Batteries. We just talked about change the batteries.
You want me to boost it?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't change anything. So, okay. So the next one is from Metz, which is, they were known, again, for people who were into photography, they used to make flash guns. They don't make them anymore, but they were well known for making flash guns for high-end cameras. German brand originally. So this is a portable, rechargeable, smart streaming TV. The model number is 24, which is a screen size in inches, MPE 7002Z. So imagine a 24-inch flat screen television, But it's a streaming TV, so it's got Google TV software built into it, so you can stream Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Disney Plus.
Can I do all of that with my Fire Stick?
Yeah, you can, but the point is, this is a portable TV. It's got a rechargeable battery built into it. You can run it for 3 hours off the built-in battery. So if you go camping or on a day trip or something, you can take it with you. Or if you just want something that you can put away, you know.
This is one for Ola. For some reason, he wanted one of those things that showed that you were watching from another country. And I can't.
VPN.
A few weeks ago, something happened and it meant that he went around looking for a VPN.
Yeah, well, maybe he's not 18 yet. I don't know. But I don't know. He sounds young to me. So YouTube, BT Sport, and about 10,000 apps can all be used on Google Play. This television is unusual because it's streaming only. It doesn't have an aerial socket. You can't pick up.
So you have to be on a Wi-Fi. Has it got a place for a card in it?
So it's got Wi-Fi built in. It's got an Ethernet port built in as well. So it's really all you need. I mean, you could stream from your mobile phone if you had a push, if you're in a caravan or something and you still have signal. So it's great for that. It's got an HDMI input, so you can, and also you can cast from your phone or your tablet. So if you've got anything on your phone and tablet, you can make it appear on the screen. It weighs 4 kilos, including the battery. As I say, 3 hours on a single charge from the battery. Obviously, it runs off the mains. Also, it's got 12 volt inputs as well, so you can run it off a vehicle, which is really nice, and you can run it off a power bank.
Don't do that while you're driving.
No, but it's a 24-inch screen. Imagine strapping that to your dashboard.
Well, hold on a minute. How big is the, what's that one? The electric one, how big's that screen? That screen's massive.
Which one?
What's the one? Oh, God, I should go to sleep. What's the car that the richest man in the world has held? What's that car?
Tesla.
Yeah, and they got massive screens in there.
Yes, that's true, but none of them have got 24-inch screens in, as far as I'm aware.
Not quite that big, then.
2 feet on the diagonal. That's a huge screen. Sorry. It's got a built-in sleep timer, Google Photos, so you can...
I like this one because I can see that it is able to do all sorts of things that I can't possibly imagine at this point. Yeah. But having that in a portable facility and that, that could be quite good fun.
Yeah, and it's nicely designed. It's got decent speakers for a unit of that size. It's got a built-in handle. You can literally just pick it up and walk, 4 kilos, it's a heavy laptop.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A bit more than a heavy laptop.
Yeah, a bit
2 years, 2 years warranty, 7 years.
How much?
Guarantee of parts, $299.
And what are you giving it?
4 stars out of 5. It's quite a unique device, actually.
Well, it might be the future, that's what I think.
Well, I just really like it because we're all used to watching stuff on little small phone screens or even tablets, and this is just a step up from that. It's really convenient.
Well, aren't people who like the big stuff going mostly for projectors now?
Yeah, and you can get portable projectors, but the convenience of this is you don't need a surface to project onto, right? Eufy do some really nice projectors. There's one that's not much bigger than a beer can.
But it has a big projection, does it?
Yes, I think it does about 100 inches.
We've got to get you out, You spent too long in there on your own. We played around getting different notes on your synth. We've got to get you out of that room. Last one, please.
Okay, last one. This one, last week I dropped my iPhone. And that's not the first time. I've dropped it many times.
Is it not got a case? Is it not got a protector?
It's got a case and it's got a screen protector on it. But I've never needed the screen protector. This time, it fell off the magnetic mount on my desk when I nudged it accidentally. It not only hit the floor, but it hit the...
face down.
No, my office chair, the metal struts where it ends in a wheel.
And it hit the glass.
It hit one of those, hit the glass. Oh. I looked at it and it was like... shatter marks all over it. And I wasn't... I had the screen protector on, and so I peeled it off to see if the screen underneath it was damaged, and the screen was perfect. So I thought I will mention that.
So that's a... When I say, have you tested something, Fessy? That's what I actually... Now, for the first step, that's what I mean by test. You, in your head, it was broken, you had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And how happy were you, sir?
Well, Apple would have charged me, I think, about £300 for a new piece of glass.
Yeah. That's a horrible thing, because you're not paying that. And then if you want to upgrade your phone, they go, have you got all the original pieces? So they get you some way or another, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, and on a lot of iPhones, you've got a sheet of glass on the front, but you've also got one on the back, and it's equally expensive to replace the glass on the back. That's why people go around with broken screens. So I'm going to give them a mention. The company is called QDOS, Q-D-O-S. They do, I know, good name, isn't it?
Can I just quickly say, because Billy's waiting, I love this. A, it's been properly tested. B, you never recommended it until you saw, as my mum would say, the drop that it took and the punishment it took on the way down.
Yeah,
and if it can resist that, then I have to recommend it.
And these are, because the thing is, so these cost about, it depends on the model of phone you have, but about £25, right? So you can buy what look like similar screen protectors for maybe even a third of that price, right? Something around £8. But I believe that if you've got a phone that's worth protecting, it's worth spending an extra £16 or so for this.
Indeed.
It really did well. So there's two versions of it. It's called the OptiGuard Eco Glass Plus series, not to be confused with the non-plus. And there's a version called Eco Glass Privacy series, which is very good if you... If you don't like people peering from your left or right at your screen when you're on the tube,
they only do it once. People do it, but when they read what's on there, they turn their head very quickly.
Well, the thing is, if they are with the privacy version, if they're to your left or right, they just see a black screen. They can't read what's on it. As if they're off axis, as it were, if they're not sitting directly in front of the screen, they can't see.
Which one have you got?
I've got the normal one because I often view my screen off-axis anyway because, I've often got it sitting flat on the surface and I glance across at what's going on the screen. It's not necessarily...
You don't want to not be able to see what's on your own screen.
No, but for some people it's useful. I think that technology is probably more useful on computer screens. You know, you often see them in hospitals and offices and places where, again, if you go off-axis, you can't read what's on someone's screen, which is a good thing. So it was a combination of the screen protector.
Did you go 4 or 4.5 on this?
4.
Hold on a minute. Why not 4.5? It took a proper lick.
I would like it to be like £5 cheaper.
This is what all the reasons I like you. Right, quickly now. You're going to talk to Jay, and we're going to fit something in. Focus it for me, because I don't want to do what we normally do. In order for me to justify it to those that pay me very little money indeed here, we need to make it something bespoke. Presents you could give, presents you could receive, repurposing. You talk to Jay about it, and we'll sort it out. Where can they catch your podcast, fella?
GadgetDetective.com. Thank you so much.
You're a good man. We'll talk again before Christmas, so I won't waste time wishing you a Merry Christmas.